Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
$50 million. That's how much Bruno Mars was allegedly in debt with MGM in Las Vegas. And now they're coming out and denying that he has any gambling debts with their resort. So MGM Resorts is refuting claims that Bruno Mars owes him $50 million in gambling debts. They clarified any speculation otherwise is completely false, because the original report was like, yeah, he's been racking up the debt in Las Vegas. Bruno's representatives still haven't spoken out, but MGM is saying they are proud of their relationship with Bruno Mars, one of the world's most thrilling and dynamic performers.
Heck yeah, they want him there, man. Keep him there as long as you can. You're making money off of people coming to see him, and you're making $50 million off of him. Keep him there forever.
I mean, if you're Bruno Mars, whether you have a debt or not with somebody, is that their place to talk about it publicly?
I guess they're probably trying to defend their dude. Maybe they feel like they're doing the right thing.
I mean, and maybe they do. But if he did have a debt, like, regardless of either way, I feel like it's my debt whether I have it or not. Why is this company talking about whether or not I have a debt?
For some reason, I feel like because it's him, they wouldn't display it publicly because they want to be in good standing with him. But if it was anybody else and they was owed that money and they weren't sure if they was going to get it, I feel like they would have no problem saying it.
$50 million. At what point do your attorneys come to you and go, dude, you're in debt, blank amount of money. This is a deep concern when you make that kind of cash.
Oh, they have. And
is it a million? Is that the first conversation? Hey, just want to let you know you're $1 million in debt right now when you make as much as he does. Is it $5 million? Is it $10 million? They're like, Bruno, man.
they probably tried at a million and can't tell him anything.
So he has, according to a quick Google search, he has an estimated net worth of $175 million. So at what point, if you're a person with $175 million, would you want somebody to intervene and be like, you're in this much debt?
That's a large percentage of your overall wealth, though, when you think about it.
No,
I mean, we're
is.
Talking about astronomical numbers, but fractionally, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like $1 million is that, like, that's the round number of no matter how much money you got. If you down a million, somebody should say, hey, bro, you need some help.
Yeah. If I'm at the roulette table and I'm losing money, I want my friend to go, hey, I just want to let you know you're down $35.
Yeah. Stop me at 15. Yeah.
I guess when you're making $90 million a year, because that's reportedly what he's getting from this deal with MGM, you're thinking, all right, well, I mean, that's just half your year's paycheck, so just stop now. You'll be fine in 6 months. But this, to me, still confirms my suspicions that they're basically allowing him to use money, like Monopoly money. Like, okay, if you're going to perform here, then just, you know, gamble as much as you want. It's not going to matter. We're still going to pay you. All right. Richard Simmons says he is dying, but not now. One day. He's apologizing after a recent social media post that made it sound like he was dying. He said, quote, I have some news to tell you. Please don't be sad. I am dying. Oh, I can see your faces now. The truth is, we are all dying.
Oh, geez.
Every day we live, we are getting closer to our death.
That's neat.
Why am I telling you this? Because I want you to enjoy your life to the fullest every single day. Get up in the morning and look at the sky. Count your blessings. And enjoy.
Look up at the sky and then you're going to get hit by a bus.
So, Richard, this seems very odd coming from the man who was sweating to the oldies in dolphin shorts. Like, that message is very dark coming from him, no? I mean, granted, I think he's been in a dark place because he's kind of become like a little bit of a recluse later in his years, right?
I don't know if he's in a dark place. Nobody really knows. They just know he's missing.
He did used to have real uplifting, positive energy all of the time, so it does feel weird.
Right, yeah. Just hear him to say that, and I'm like, this is not the sweating to the oldies Richard that I remember.
I feel like once you hit a certain age, you start to get very reflective about life.
Oh, for sure.
You start to think, oh my God, like our days really are numbered. Like when you're 27, you feel very entitled to life. Like, I'm going to be here forever. And then all of a sudden, forever starts to look like 5 years, and you're like, count your days and your blessings.
Yeah, we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago in our bonus content where I asked you guys how often you think about death, and y'all are like, hardly ever. And I'm like, man, 9 times a day.
Oh, excuse me. That came from me, who thinks about death multiple times a day.
Okay, how would you feel about working with your daughter's ex-husband? Because that's what Caitlyn Jenner is going to be doing with Lamar Odom, who used to be married to Khloe Kardashian. They are starting a new sports podcast called Keeping Up with Sports, very cleverly named. And they're calling it the ultimate sports show. It's going to feature Lamar Odom, Caitlyn Jenner, and some guy named Zach Hirsch. They're going to be discussing various sports topics. So if you're into the sports podcast, be on the lookout because it's coming in sometime soon on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, if I was Khloe, I'd feel some sort of way about that.
A little weird.
Yeah.
Like, why you work with them? But
for sure.
Maybe they're still family. Maybe they, you know, despite their divorce, they're still close. All right, Mr. Beast says he's starting a new reality competition and it will have the biggest prize in TV history. I'll fill you in on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.